Welcome to KHC Podcasts, where we are here to help you manage your own health.
Hello, and welcome to today's episode of the KHC Podcast. I am Joanna, a healthcare assistant with a passion for helping people take control of their health. Today we're going to talk about cardiovascular disease. What is it? Why is it so important to understand? And most importantly, what can we do to protect your heart? Whether you've been diagnosed with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or just want to improve your heart's health, this episode is definitely for you. What is cardiovascular disease? Cardiovascular disease, or known CVD, is an umbrella term for conditions affecting the heart blood vessels. The most common types are coronary heart disease. This happens when the arteries supplying blood to the heart get narrowed due to fatty deposits, which can lead to angina, heart attacks, or even heart failure. Strokes, when blood supply to part of the brain is cut off, causing brain damage. Why is cardiovascular disease a big deal? CVD is one of the leading causes of death worldwide, but there's definitely good news. It's largely preventable. Many risk factors are within our control, and small changes can make such a huge difference. What puts you at risk? Let's break it down. Age. Risk increases as we get older. Your family history. If you have close relatives with heart disease, your risk is higher. A certain ethnic group, such as South Asian, African, Caribbean populations, have a higher risk. Smoking doubles your risk of heart disease. Stopping smoking is one of the best things we can do for our heart. High blood pressure, often called the silent killer, because it doesn't always have symptoms but increases your risk significantly. High cholesterol. Too much bad cholesterol, also known as LDL, can clog our arteries. Diabetes. High blood sugar damages our blood vessels. Being overweight or inactive. Exercise keeps your heart strong and helps maintain healthy weight. An unhealthy diet, which is high in salt, sugar, unhealthy fats. It's time for this change. Stress and poor sleep can contribute to high blood pressure and other heart risks. How can we reduce the risk? The great thing is that small changes can have a huge impact. Here are my top tips. The first one, let's start to eat healthy. Plenty of fruit, vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins. Cut down on saturated fat, salt, and sugar. Swap them fried foods for grilled or baked alternatives. Omega-3 fatty acids, found in oily fish like salmon, are great for a healthy heart. Move, move, move. Aim for 150 minutes of moderate exercise per week. Walking, swimming, cycling, or even dancing, it's up to you. If you're new to exercise, start small, but every step counts. Stop smoking. If you smoke, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Quitting is the best thing you can do for your heart. Speak to your GP, pharmacist for support. There's plenty of help available. Watch your blood pressure and cholesterol. You can get these checked regularly and follow your doctor's advice. Reduce salt, manage stress, and stay active. Chronic stress puts strain on your heart. Try mindfulness breathing, exercise, or even just taking time out for yourself. Aim for 7 to 9 hours sleep per night. Poor sleep increases your risk of high blood pressure and also weight gain. Let me share a quick story about one of my patients. We'll call him John. John was in his early 50s, a busy man who never really thought much about his heart's health. He smoked, enjoyed his fries and chocolate, and more than a few glasses of wine at the weekend, and rarely exercised. At one of our quick fix appointments, we found his blood pressure to be high, and after a blood test, we also found he had high cholesterol. This was definitely a wake-up call for John. With small, manageable changes, switching to healthier meals, taking daily walks, and getting support to quit smoking, John lost a stone, lowered his cholesterol, and significantly reduced his heart disease risk. so it's never too late to start. Our hearts are working 24/7. To keep going, let's give the care it deserves. Small steps today can make a massive difference tomorrow. If you found this episode helpful, please share with your family and friends. And if you have any questions at all, feel free to be in touch with the health centre. I'd definitely love to help. Thank you for listening, and until the next time, take care of your heart. Joanna.